If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Alchemist is someone who transforms things for the better. Alchemists believed that they could turn metal like lead into actual gold, that they could cure disease, and that life could be prolonged through the process of transmutation, meaning changing something for the better. It's an ancient practice that combines science and philosophy and mysticism. Alchemists who practiced alchemy believed that they could transform ordinary minerals into gold and create what they called a philosopher's stone that could grant immortality and discover the secret to eternal life. Now, while they didn't necessarily succeed in those goals, the experiments laid the groundwork for what we know today as modern chemistry. So today, alchemy is mostly seen as a blend of early science and spiritual beliefs, with its most famous idea, again, being the transformation of one substance or one thing into another. So changing things for the better, taking bad, making it good, or taking something that's sort of average or common and making it extraordinary. So that's pretty cool. Is that a cool idea? I think that we've all heard about alchemy, but don't necessarily know that much about it. I know that that was me, but I'm sort of interested in it. I'm definitely interested in it, maybe fascinated by it. Probably not fascinated enough to dig into the ancient practice of alchemy necessarily, but I do think that there are a fair amount of modern applications that are definitely of value. And the idea of transmutation, taking bad, common, changing it to extraordinary, extremely uncommon, that certainly piques my interest. And it's something that I think that we all do almost on a daily basis. And it could be another human superpower that we don't tap into enough, that we ignore, that we don't think enough about. So a brief exploration. Some of the earliest known alchemists came from ancient Egypt, Greece, and China. And they have some incredible names. And I'm not really going to do them justice and probably cause them to roll over in their graves or wherever their final resting spot may be. But from ancient Egypt comes Hermes Trismegistus. He's considered a legendary figure. He's associated with the Egyptian god of Thoth and the Greek god Hermes. He's credited with writing many of the texts around alchemy, including the famous Emerald Tablet, which contains the phrase, as above, so below. That's a good one right there. Another ancient Egyptian, Zosimos of Panopolis. He was an early Egyptian alchemist who wrote about some of the oldest texts. He described the process of turning metals into gold and believed that alchemy could purify both matter and the soul, as above, so below. Not only the physical world, but also the spiritual world or your soul, however you want to think about that. Mary the Jewess from ancient Egypt, also known as Maria Prophetessa, is considered one of the founding figures. She invented several important alchemical apparatuses, such as the Bain Marie, a double boiler used for gentle healing. From ancient China, Wei Boyang, he was one of the earliest Chinese alchemists, known for writing about the creation of elixir of immortality in the process of turning base metals into gold. From ancient Persia, modern-day Iraq, Jabir ibn Hayyan is considered the father of Islamic alchemy. He wrote extensively on alchemy, chemistry, and medicine, and he worked to lay the foundation for later development. So, lots of great names and lots of great thinking. And obviously, here we are talking about these folks who lived a really, really, really long time ago. We're talking about in the first century, for goodness sakes, and even in ancient Greece in 300 AD. So a really long time ago. So their work, whether or not they actually ever succeeded in actually turning lead into gold, or as above, so below, however that took shape, I think that there's a lot to be learned. So are there any examples of modern day alchemists? So just thinking about taking something or making something out of nothing, or taking something that is common and making it extraordinary. Does anybody come to mind for you? I think that we're in a time where we're celebrating a lot of entrepreneurs. So certainly Steve Jobs could easily be considered a modern day alchemist, created a lot of the technologies and the experiences that we're having, the iPhone, obviously. And we have Elon Musk, who may prove to be one of the greatest alchemists, actually making electric cars commercially viable with Tesla and making space travel commonplace almost at some point, SpaceX, Neuralink, and whatever else Elon Musk is up to. I'm sure that there's a lot going on there. Ben Franklin, I think, without question, be considered an alchemist. Invented so many different things. Thomas Edison, Nikola Tesla, the list goes on and on. But what about other fields, not just inventors or entrepreneurs? What about an artist? You think that Michelangelo, certainly taking a block of stone or a block of marble, one block, and creating some of the most wonderful and exquisite, extraordinary works of art that the world has ever seen, like the Pieta. Oh my goodness. If you're not familiar with the Pieta, pop that into your favorite internet machine and check it out. From one block of stone, he created that. The Sistine Chapel, the list goes on and on. And your favorite musicians, what about them? In so many ways, isn't Adele and Taylor Swift and Bruce Springsteen, aren't they alchemists? What about your favorite writer? Your favorite filmmakers? Is Steven Spielberg, George Lucas? Are these alchemists? Stephen King? So many examples of people that, from something common, piece of paper and a pen, paintbrush, block of marble or stone, ability to see things, not necessarily as they are, but what they can be. The ability to see things, not necessarily just as they are, but what they could be, what they can be. So recognizing the potential. So a mentor, when you think about that, a mentor, it could obviously be some kind of an alchemist, that somebody that sees something in you that you don't see in yourself, and they help you to bring it out. A parent, we human beings are alchemists. We're creating new human life. We're doing it every day. We're shaping children, shaping the future generations. So I think that that's a form of alchemy. So there's so many different ways that we can change something for the better. Transmutation, take something and make it better. Maybe in a lot of ways, that's one of the cornerstones, the key features of the human experience. And the more I think about it, I think that it's 100% a superpower that we have to take something to make it better. And in a lot of ways, I think that is the animating force behind what it really means to be a human being, is to look at ourselves and to change it for the better. The constant pursuit of achieving or realizing our potential, and not at the expense of other things. I'm not saying progress just for the sake of progress. I'm saying healthy, sustainable growth, improvement, lifelong learning, all that kind of stuff. So I think that when you go down that path of looking at the human experience as a form of alchemy, it resonates with me. You think about what you're doing when you are imagining your own future. Say, what do I want my life to look like? And you can sit down and pour yourself your favorite coffee or tea or a glass of wine or whatever you're into, delicious glass of milk, perhaps, and think about the future that you want. What do I want my life to look like today? What plans do I have for today? What about this week? What about this quarter, year? What about the next 5 years? What do I want the next 10 years to look like? Could the next 20 years be the best years of my life?
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
I think that the answer is certainly yes. But when you make believe, it's kind of what we're doing when we're looking into the future, is we're playing pretend and we're making believe. And we desire the lives that we want. And then we actually take the next step and we create plans for bringing that desired future into our current reality. So to make that desired future our reality. And then we execute on those plans. I don't see any other way than to think about that as a form of alchemy. It's what we're doing. We're changing something for the better. We're looking at our current situation and we're being grateful for everything that we have. So you know what? I could probably be a little stronger mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. I'd probably have a little bit better relationship, and I desire a better relationship with my loved ones. Or you know what? I could probably benefit from improving my financial situation. Probably, if I could focus on my career a little bit more, that would get me what I wanted. But really focused, I could become a real dynamite pickleball player, whatever it is that you're interested in. So that's a form of alchemy. And I think that fundamentally we're in the pursuit then that gets us closer to and narrows our focus, which will then allow us to explore, look for the highest and best uses of our most valuable resources. I think that that's a big part of what this whole thing is all about. This whole thing being our life and our existence is how do we figure out what it is that we want and then figure out how best to allocate our resources in a way that is going to move us closer to what it is that we want. So happy with what I have, but opportunities abound for improvement, for alchemy, for transmutation. So how do we actually do that? How do we make believe? How do we put this form of alchemy to work in our lives? I think first and foremost, it's figuring out what it is that you want your life to look like. I'm very fond of saying the only way to live how you want is to know how you want to live. And we call that goal setting, even though I think that we all have goal fatigue and value fatigue. If you're listening to me, you probably do for sure. So just quick reframe and just think about what it is that you want your life to look like. And then take small steps toward that. Make small, manageable goals, checkpoints that are realistic and that are attainable. And then I want you to be kind to yourself. I know that I have a tendency to be really, really tough on myself, to engage in pretty vicious self-talk. And then sometimes that goes to the other people that are in my life. And that's not a good thing either. But be kind in how you talk to yourself and how you treat yourself. I think it's important to recognize and celebrate the successes that we're having along the way and to acknowledge all the achievements that we've made in the past and that we're continuing to make, no matter how small they are, that reinforcement. And important to learn from our failures, because we're going to have those, I guess, first and foremost, to not let bumps in the road or failures sidetrack us or get us to have us stop doing what it is that we set out on doing, because that's going to happen. So shifting that from, you know, woes is me and I'm going to give up this whole thing to it's just an opportunity for me to grow and to get better, to avoid this next time. And then I think it's really important to surround yourself with supportive people and get the help that you need. I know that over the course of my life, I've been guilty of not reaching out, not accepting help from other people. And that's a function of ego. It's a function of pride, both of which are not super helpful when it comes to living a great life. So surround yourself with supportive people. Ask for, accept help. Don't be afraid to ask for it. We can all benefit from it. And then what happens when you try something and it actually works? How does that feel? What happens? Feels awesome. It's amazing. Like, holy cow. I thought about this thing that I wanted to do. I actually tried to do it and it happened. It worked. Makes you want to do it more. Confidence grows. You get good at it. You develop your confidence. You create change in your life. And then this virtuous cycle of success and of achievement takes hold. We're way too often or commonly stuck in vicious cycles where we can't get out of our own way. We can't catch a break. The world's out to get us. That's not a good feeling at all. We've all been there too. So how about we practice a little alchemy, change that vicious cycle to a virtuous cycle. That's within our abilities. And to a degree, it's within our control. You can set the attention. You can know where it is you want to get to. You can execute on your plan. And then you let the chips fall where they may. I think that today could be my best day yet. It could be yours as well. This could be your best year. But in a greater context, I bet the next 20 years, if you could make the next 20 years, your next 20 years, your best 20 years, that'd be a very worthwhile and wise thing to be focused on. So why not do that? Why not make this next 20 years, this next 10 years, be your best? You're fully capable of it. You deserve it, but none of us are entitled to it, so we need to get to work. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.